This is Drunk
Jester Media.
A tavern always dances a fine line with the concept of fun. Finding this line of one traveler's fun and another's comfort can be tricky. In the Dragon's Rest, one game in particular toes that line. If, of course, that toe were on the foot of a drunk with a peg leg.
I'm sorry, what are we playing?
We are not playing.
It's called Wed, Bed, Slay.
Yes, all right, you take three people, and you have to say which one you'd wed, which one you'd bed, and which one you'd slay.
It's an ill-spirited game.
Aye, and I'm ill from spirits myself, so let's play!
Billy, you're up. That man with the I Heart Farwater tunic. The elf with the fake mustache he thinks we all believe. And the raven-haired woman feeding a brown bear.
Emotional support familiars are getting out of hand.
All right. I think I'd wed the man with the tunic. We'd bond over being out-of-towners. Lay with the raven-haired woman.
So you'd slay poor old Keelan, the first elf to ever grow a beard?
Was that the wrong answer? Oh, gods, I'm sorry.
This is what I mean. Someone always gets hurt.
Oh, Shax.
What?
You get slay a lot, don't you?
People think I'm intimidating.
If you asked me.
I wouldn't, though, would I?
Fine. Gilroy, get drunk.
Woo, hit me.
The drunk lass grinding against the wall. That woman who can't convince her friends of her tall tales.
No, really?
Relate to her at all?
Nolan.
come on.
You made it weird, Magnus.
Wait, what's wrong?
Some people would say it's uncomfortable to include those we know when they're not present.
You don't have to answer if you don't fancy, but you know what that means.
No, I'm not paying for your tab.
You don't even pay for your own.
Fine.
Oh, Gilroy, really? I could always pay
for... Boy, quiet.
Okay, I would slay the no really woman.
Guys, no, really.
And I'd bed... I guess the woman dancing against rotten cedar.
The walls are pine.
So you agree they're rotting?
You're not getting away, Gilroy. Who would you wed?
Oh, gods. Look, it's only by default, okay? What, do I have to say it?
Say what?
Nothing.
We're playing Wed, Bed, Slay.
I've got one for Shax.
Oh, goody.
That pretty lady in one half of a panto horse costume.
She's a fawn. Never mind.
Oh, me.
Shut up.
Or that lady who said she was a tavern ghost.
A tavern? Oh, gods.
Good evening, Shax.
Good evening, Manila.
I see you've made no changes since I last came to this festering dung heap.
Are you really a ghost?
What?
I can touch you.
What?
You said you were. You said you were an inspector.
Inspector. I'm with the city. I'm here to judge the state of health in this establishment.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. You need only trust that this cesspool of degeneracy is owned, staffed, and visited by cleanly, functioning adults. That shouldn't be an issue, correct?
And what if that's not entirely the case?
Then the Dragon's Rest will rest forevermore.
You can't be serious!
No, really.
Gilroy, why are you looking at me like that?
In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, Sanitation, Manitation.
She just finished the toilets.
Did she seem happy about them?
About the toilets?
I don't know.
I think it would be weird for someone to be happy about a toilet, Shax.
Was she satisfied with them?
She sort of had this face.
Is that good?
Ah, well, when she checked the bedding closet, she had this face.
That was the same face!
I don't know! She always has that face.
Okay, all right. But what's her deal? Seriously, she really seems to have it out for this place.
Manila used to come here years ago with her husband. They live just down the block. What?
It felt like a good place to gasp.
Okay. Well, her husband started talking with the travelers here and decided on adventuring for his midlife crisis. Still not exactly the moment, Nolan.
Sorry.
So she pleads with him to stay, but he refuses. Says it's his destiny. She's been out to destroy us ever since. I'm worried this time she might just do it. Anyway, that's why.
Sorry, I was definitely late there.
Hey, she's coming!
I've finished my inspection.
I haven't given you a proper idea of Manila's appearance. I suppose that's part of a storyteller's job, isn't it? To paint the picture, set the scene. Lucky for you, I am a master of my craft. Manila had dark hair. Well, darkish, really. I've certainly seen darker. Yet I've also seen lighter. One moment.
How is it?
All is in order.
Oh, thank God.
Except,
I noticed the stack of cheese in your larder has gone green.
Billy, what happened to cutting off the mold?
Oh, I was Shax, but it reminded me of this superb story I wanted to reread. See, Reginald walks into the cheese mines of the Fromagium.
I found 3 pounds of a sticky black tack under that table.
Magnus, I gave you a tin for spitting tobacco.
It's not the same.
That's defacing my property?
I also noticed several of your ale kegs are diluted down with water.
That's unhealthy.
Usually, it would just be a shady business tactic. However, since they built a plague pit near the well, beer is actually far safer.
Nolan, last week you said you'd refill my ale kegs for me as a favor. That was very nice of you. How exactly did you achieve that?
Gilroy said that ale was just water plus other stuff. Now it's just less other stuff.
In his defense, he was drunk when he told her that.
Too bad she caught him then, instead of all those times he's sober.
You've got me there.
I could forgive all of this if it weren't for the final issue. This is a seeker's stone. It
detects magic.
Yes, I was getting
Why would you need that?
Does he do this to everyone?
He sees himself as 5 steps ahead. Really, he's just good at...
I am.
Interrupting.
Oh, yeah, okay. Carry on.
I'm sorry, can we go back to the shiny rock?
Magic is sewn into our world through invisible threads of power. Arcane entities, artifacts, and spells tangle these threads in special ways to achieve their effects. This shiny rock, as you say, alerts us to particularly large entanglements with a simple hum.
But it hasn't made a...
I had to turn it on first.
I knew that. For the record, the thing about turning it on, I knew it.
There is something in your tavern that is giving off immense power. Without knowing what it is or its function, I have no choice but to assume it unsafe.
What does that mean for the bar?
Tomorrow, I will be bringing by a team of fellow empirics, and we will raise this establishment to the ground. In the interest of general safety, of course.
Ha! Not possible.
I'm sorry?
Raise means go up, but the ground is down.
Actually, I'm pretty proud of you for that one.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still wrong. Very wrong, but it's just, it's a little clever. It's like clever wrong.
There has to be something we can do.
If you are somehow able to rectify every single issue by tomorrow, there could be room for leniency.
We'll do our best.
Then good luck.
Really?
What?
Do you really wish us good luck?
No.
Oh, maybe. Never mind.
Bummer. Okay, I'm gonna go hit the lead. Hit the head.
You're a great support.
So, what are you gonna do, Shax?
Excuse me?
What are you going to...
What am I going to do? You got your face buried in a book instead of doing the simplest of chores. You ruined one of my tables with your expectorant, and you ruined the only successful product I have here with poisoned water.
Well, at least Gilroy didn't...
Oh, he gave her the idea! And now where is he?
It's just that You always fix things.
Do I? Is that my role? Why don't you try, Billy? Come on, Nolan, Magnus, fix this then. Yeah. I'm going for a walk.
What do you think that was about?
After several hours, Shax had yet to return. Billy, taking on the role of server and bartender, was stretched thin.
Here's your water.
Oh, I ordered wine.
Ah, they're both W sounds.
I want wine.
Ah, okay.
Did you put a grape in my water?
It's all the rage right now. Deconstructed wine, they're calling it.
Oh, all right then.
That should not have worked. Okay, you lot, come here.
Why are you talking to me like you're about to ask me to do something, Billy?
I don't know how long we have until another rush comes through. We have to fix the bar. For Shax.
We? No. You. You have to fix the bar. I am going to do what I do best. See? I'm excelling already.
I'll help. I'm free today.
Free from what, Nolan? What, did you get a job?
Busking. I play my lute outside until people pay me.
You've started making money from that. Nolan, that is wonderful.
It's even better. Most buskers get money. Then they have to buy food. But my fans just give me the food right away.
They give you food?
Tomatoes, mostly.
Oh, Nolan.
They even yell a special name they have for me. You need to leave. I think it's elfish.
You need to leave?
So it's dwarven. Thank you.
Ah, no problem.
Gods, we need to get started.
I'm afraid the boy has a point, Gilroy.
No, Magnus, drink. That is the only point.
Where do you think you'll get your drink if this tap house dries up?
Why do you care so much?
I care. I'm a caring dwarf, a carer. One of the noblest dwarven traits. Magnus the Carer is what they call me.
I see. Shax is not going to fall for you if you do this, you realize?
Red-nosed magician doesn't know the first thing about courtship.
What's first then, Billy?
The trio quickly divided the tasks amongst themselves. Each would dutifully resolve the issue they themselves had created. Gilroy, however, would see how much liquid luck could fit inside him before his liver crawled up his throat and strangled his brain.
Hey ho, to the bottom of the barrel I go. Hey ho, down my gullet the drink does go. Hey ho, I so Hey Magnus, what rhymes with flow?
Go?
No, I already used that one.
I'm hard at work here, Gilroy. Don't bother me so.
That is brilliant! Hey ho, the dwarf declares don't bother him so.
You're a character and a half.
Yeah, what are you doing anyway?
I'm trying to scrape this tobacco off.
Yeah, I see that, but you're using a battle axe.
Anything worth doing is worth doing big.
Not usually how the idiom plays out, but what is this, like a dwarven adjustment to the classic turn of phrase?
It's a Magnus original.
Okay, but as original as it may be, you would have better luck with a smaller tool.
Oh, is that what you tell yourself?
Oh, that's good. That's very good, Magnus. If you get any sharper, I'll have to stuff your head into a knife lock.
Just a few quick slices off the rind, and it should be fixed.
Can you ever be fixed if you were born broken?
Who's there?
Nobody that matters.
I'll warn you, I'm not that afraid of the dark anymore. I don't see you.
Down here.
Billy knelt, coming face to face with the source of the mysterious voice. Or rather, face to large, fuzzy, yellow-green mass.
Satisfied?
You're...
I don't think you will be.
You're the mold!
If that's what you want to call me. I've been defaulting to failure personally.
But you can talk!
Is that unusual? So first I'm cursed to be a sludge. Oh, God. And now you tell me I won't even fit in with the other sludges. Let's get this over with.
What?
What you were saying. Slice me up. Let's end this whole business already.
Nolan had been mulling over how she could best resolve her task. This late at night, finding a wholesaler wouldn't be simple. However, she had concocted a foolproof plan to find a source.
Beer! Beer! Beer!
Foolproof.
Beer!
Yes, please.
What?
Are you offering? Beer.
No, I'm looking.
Well, it sounds like you're offering.
Beer? Beer? Beer?
Have you thought about trying a bar?
I have.
She hadn't.
I just came from the quarter line down this block and... make a right.
Thank you.
Now, come at me again on this, sugar. You want how much?
I need 2 kegs of ale.
Listen. You look like a capable young woman.
Thank you.
That being said, why don't you start with 1 pint?
Not for me. It's for a bar.
This here's a bar, sugar. Why don't you just buy a round?
Because I've got to refill the kegs at the Dragon's Rest.
I see. Well, we're busy here tonight. I'd have to sell you my supply at a higher price. You understand?
How much?
50 crown.
I have 7!
That ain't enough, darling.
Yes?
You need 43 more.
I can do that.
You're gonna busk 5 men's pay before we close?
I'm going to do it in an hour. Any of you want to hear some music? I'll be right outside. And please, no food. Tonight, you need to leaf plays for Crown.
Best of luck to her. All right. Who's next? You over there? Already through that 3rd pint? You doing all right, sugar?
Yeah, I'll take another. What did that woman want?
Magnus, what are you doing back there?
One moment of peace, you drunkard. I was thinking about this all wrong. Tobacco is grown with 2 things in mind. Chewing and burning.
Okay, but here's the thing. You've clearly reached a point of desperation. I'm concerned your next move will be less than safe.
Hush, wizard! I've done it.
Oh, gods. Okay, now walk me through this, because at the moment, I see a bedraggled dwarf holding a lit torch under a table.
Gilroy, recognize the genius of Magnus Ironbelt of the Red Hills, slayer of the 3rd Fwendlian incursion, master strategist.
Now, Magnus, did it occur to you that wood also burns? But please, go on. Where were you in your title? Something to do with being a master of strategy or something?
What's wrong? Isn't this what you came here for?
Well, yes, but I didn't know you could talk.
How does that change anything? I'm still just a wart on this exquisite food. I bet I've ruined plenty of people's days. Oh, I deserve to die.
No. No one deserves to die.
Have you met everyone?
Okay, no, but...
I imagine there must be someone who deserves it. Why shouldn't it be me?
Oh, this wasn't supposed to be hard.
And it doesn't have to be. I promise it'll be over quickly.
So then you stormed out?
Right.
Why? Because this is what they do.
Everyone goofs off, and then I clean up the mess.
Sounds like you work really hard.
I do.
And they don't respect that.
They don't.
Do you kind of wish sometimes you could goof off, too?
Yes, sometimes. Why can't I be the fun one, Charlene?
You know, before I worked here, I used to hunt bears.
And when we found a mama bear and her cubs, they would do this thing. They'd nibble her ears. Oh, you know, they were playing, but I'm sure those little cub teeth still hurt.
I'm supposed to let them bite my ears?
No. At the end of every night, though, the cubs, they would all curl up against mama bear. They might play, and they might play too much, but they need you.
Five! I got five more crowns, Charlene!
Shit! Cover me. So, sugar, only 38 to go.
How much would you give me for these tomatoes?
Oh, they smell like rot. I'd knock off 5 crown if you got them out of here.
Sorry!
They seem like they're trying to be better workers. That counts for something.
Oh, Nolan doesn't work for me. She just plays bad music in the bar sometimes.
Wait. I thought these were your employees.
No, only Billy gets paid. The rest are just there a lot.
You're mad at your friends? I thought we were talking businesswoman to businesswoman.
Easy. Friends is a strong word.
Get out.
Right. Here's the crown she needs for those kegs. I'll get them for her.
Barry will help you.
Would you want to go out sometime?
Leave!
Of course.
And there! I've cut all of you off of the cheese. How do you feel?
I thought it would kill me.
Apparently not. In fact, most of the cheese wheel is gone now. You've taken up most of it.
I feel free.
See? Oh, there's always an upside.
Where will I go now?
Anywhere you want. Oh, the world is so big, and you can explore as far as you can imagine. Might I recommend the cheese mines of the Fromagia?
Thank you, Billy Barlow. I've never had dreams before.
What do I do?
You made your bed.
Don't lecture me on linens right now, drunk. How do I put this out?
Fine. Take my cloak, smother it.
Not enough. You lot are never gonna believe. What's going on?
Magnus here wanted to go big.
Ah! Billy, you got dirt. That will tamp
Magnus,
it out.
No!
Is it hot in here? Billy, where am I? Is this freedom? It hurts. It hurts. Billy!
What sort of dirt was that, Billy? It didn't smother a lick of flame.
No! He never got to go to Fromagia.
I tried, but no luck.
Oh, my gods! What is that smell?
I can't get the tomato off my hands.
Okay, get it off! Wash your hands!
Right!
Nolan! Did you just wash your hands with beer?
This is one of the kegs I refilled. Gilroy said it's...
mostly water.
Nolan, you marvel!
Magnus rushed to the keg and pulled it from its fastening. Billy quickly grabbed the other side. They heaved it over the bar, and with a swift kick, the lid popped open, unleashing a torrent of bitter liquid.
Wonderful!
You know, I really wish Shax was here to...
Hello.
I was trying to get the tobacco off the table when Gilroy said I should just burn it off. I bravely suggested that we use the watered-down ale then.
I smell like pasta sauce!
Gilroy?
Cheese is hacked to pieces, burnt the table, no booze.
Right. Mama Bear it is.
Never say that again.
Billy, go to the cheesemonger. Tell him I need a number 7, a number 2, and a big wheel of something foreign. Magnus, there are spare tables in the cellar, but you are building me a new one tomorrow. Nolan, help me set up these fresh kegs. Gilroy, solve the magic problem.
Already did.
You did? When?
Lead disrupts seeker stones. I went out and got some right after Manila left.
Then why didn't you just say so?
Because I don't take orders.
The repairs to the rest took all night. It was as good as it could be when Manila returned. Now, our quintet sat about the bar waiting to hear the results.
So you just have a lead guy.
Would you shut up? Don't let her hear.
His name's Zed.
Zed sells lead.
From his bed.
Really?
No, of course not.
Well, you've pass.
All right, more drinks.
I don't know how you did it, but everything is just barely to code.
We're just that good. Well, Shax is that good. She fixed everything. She always does. Not that we expected of her. We do need her. That's all.
Definitely.
I was the key to our success, really. Shax helped.
Don't get soft on me, Gilroy.
The rest remains for today. But mark this. I'll be back.
So where did you go yesterday, Shax?
Just about. Who's in for a game of wed, bed, slay?
Really?
Sure. Don't make me regret this, Magnus.
Why?
All right. The gnome with the false hand, the catfolk in red silk, and the Oh, no. That is actually a panto horse costume.
Nay, yes, I am a horse.
So the dragon's rest stands firm. Perhaps that line of fun and structure isn't as immovable as some would think.
Where'd you toss those tomatoes, by the way?
Oh, in the trash out back.
Until next time, dear traveler.
So this is my fate. Resigned to waste away, burnt to a crisp in the trash. Alone.
Hello.
Who's there?
I'm Susan. I'm a tomato. What's your name?
The Mold. The Mold. The Mold. Thomas the Mold.
Would you like to help me decompose, Mr. Themold?
More than anything. Oh, hands here. Oh, not there. Oh, you're putting that there. Oh,
Mr. The Mold.
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Carson Marie Ernest. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barba, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Nikki Kilbreath as Manila, Gabrielle Schein as Charlene, Duncan Richards as The Mold, Carson Marie Ernest as The Rotten Tomatoes, with various other voices provided by Alex Carroll and Carson Marie Ernest. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with a whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kuroski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer. Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple.
Assisted by Julianne Salemi.
Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, when one door closes, another one opens. Sounds like you have a poltergeist.